Whoops.
It works every single time. I swear. It's like, you know, grandma walks into the kitchen and there are the little kids, you know, vying for the cookie jar, and they've both got their hands in it, or all three, or, you know, a half a dozen kids have all got their hands in the cookie jar. And then grandma says, what are you kids doing? Oh, it wasn't me, grandma. It wasn't me. No, it was Billy. No, it was Susie. And six kids have all got their hand in the cookie jar. I swear, all we need to do to scatter the kids on Thursday nights is those two magic words. Recording started. Oh my gosh. I wasn't prepared for comedy hour tonight, or even comedy half an hour. This is classic stuff. Okay. We will get on track for lesson six, by the way. And don't worry, there's no guest speakers, so you don't have to panic. I don't think anybody's going to be singing the theme song to the Love Boat. Okay. By the way, those of you who are making fun of me for that a couple weeks ago, that whole, the triple M, meet, multiply, and then get married, some of you thought that was funny. That's the whole underlying storyline, the script of every episode. And we had a young friend get engaged yesterday, and she took the Love Boat approach. She met someone, they multiplied, and now they're getting married, which is fine. They got a beautiful, beautiful baby son, baby boy, and he is the apple of his grandfather's eye, who is a very good friend of mine. So they just took a different approach, and it's not wrong or it's right. It's just that was their approach. That's the Love Boat approach. So anyways, real quick, and I'm just going to figure out how to do this right quick. I'm going to call your name, and everybody can demute themselves right now so we can hear all the background noise. And I'm going to call your name, and so everybody can hit star six, or I can do it for you. Which do you prefer?
We're already unmuted.
You're unmuted. Okay, thank you, Ron and Renee. Okay? So here's how this is going to work. You're going to say yes or no to my question. Ready? Ron and Renee?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Michigan. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I know, you see how this works, folks? We're halfway through the voyage, this 90-day voyage, and they're in Michigan. I didn't say they're still in Michigan. I said they're in Michigan. Okay? So if I were to say Vance's name, I would say Oregon, yes. So this is the game we're going to play, and you'll figure out the method to my madness. So Ron and Renee, if you want to, if there's a lot of background noise, you want to mute your line, you can do that now if you want to. But everybody else needs to stay unmuted. So Renee, I already called you, Ron. Norma, Missouri, yes or no?
I didn't catch the first part. I had to do something else real quick.
Is it Norma, Missouri?
C.
Or C. Oh, now we got to learn Spanish tonight. Oh, my gosh. You guys are throwing curveballs at me. Okay. Thank you, Norma. Hattie Jane. Maryland? That comes back as a no. Okay. Jeannie Zeden, Arizona, yes or no? So that's a no. Karen, Wisconsin.
Bahamas.
I'm in the
what
Bahamas. I'm in the Bahamas.
See, Karen's a smart one. She figured out the game we're playing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Candy. Florida, yes or no? Okay. Janice, New Mexico, yes or no? Catherine, California, yes or no? Sandy, Fremont, Ohio, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? You'll claim Fremont?
Uh-huh.
You don't want to claim, like, Fresno?
No.
No. What have you got against Fresno, California, Sandy?
I've never been there.
Exactly. There you go. See, now we're getting synced up here. Now we're on track. Okay. Shirley, Boudreaux, cold, frigid Canada. Yes or no?
No. Wait, Shirley.
Where do you wanna claim?
Manitoba.
So not cold, frigid Canada. You wanna claim Manitoba?
Well, cold, frigid Manitoba, but.
Quick sidebar question, Shirley, and this only goes to you, because I know the answer for others. But do you experience? There's a difference between watching and experience, but do you experience the Winter Olympics?
Yes.
Yes. Did you witness, last question, did you see what I saw last night from your country as far as men's figure skating?
Yes.
Okay. I cried. When I heard the story of what that young man went through to get all the way to Beijing, I cried.
Yeah. He was on the ice within hours of landing after like 6 days of trying to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a journey.
Yeah.
You talk about a 90-day journey. His wasn't quite a 90-day journey, but you might as well have put him on the Southwest Airlines milk run all the way from Canada to China. And if, folks, if you don't know what Shirley and I are gawking about, just Google it and look it up. He didn't medal, but his skating was flawless.
Yeah. Keegan Messing.
Yep. What a guy. What a guy. I don't have a new BFF. I just spoke with my BFF, Larry Hafner. But, man, if I could be, wow. That guy could teach me a thing or two. Okay, we'll keep going here real quick. That's it. Okay. I think that's it. Did I miss anybody?
Robin's here.
Robin! Robin!
Good evening. Hello.
Idaho, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
So, what's that?
We're in God's country.
Having spent a lot of my life in Sun Valley, Idaho, learning how to ski in Sun Valley, Idaho. Yeah. I'll agree with you on that one.
We don't claim Southern Idaho as part of Idaho, though.
I like Boise because there's Cracker Barrels there, but that's about the only reason I like them. Okay. Robin, we're going to start with you. Are you up to snuff on the homework?
I am not.
You are not?
No, I'm not.
What was the last... Well, let me just put you on the spot here, because I know it won't hurt your feelings, because we don't go through life basing our life decisions on feelings. What was the last lesson you listened to or read?
I'm looking at it right now. I'll see if I can give you some. I think it's 5.
5? Okay. And that's the last lesson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are we?
So, you're close. We're at lesson 6.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All righty.
But before I let you go, tell me what not only you learned, but what you applied from lesson 5.
Well, the whole elevator speech, you know, that's kind of got me, it was kind of freaked out with that, you know. But I talked with Jeannie Zeden for a while, and we talked about how, because I haven't had a product, struggling with words here, a response from the products, really, because I'm pretty healthy. I haven't had any major issues I've had to deal with, but we were talking about how to use other stories, other people's stories, to build my elevator speech. And so that was encouraging, because I haven't had one. I just really haven't known what to say.
Are you available Saturday morning at 8 a.m. your time? Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to request that you dial in the same number that you did for tonight's call. And I'm going to share some things Saturday that I've never shared with people before about Nikin.
All right, okay. I'll be there.
Okay, thank you. And my goal, and I'll have Karen to help me get to this goal, my goal is to be able to share this information without having my eyes sweat. And if you want a little teaser about what I'm going to share, just read the email that I'll send out either tonight or tomorrow. If you're part of the Rogers organization, and if you're not in the Rogers organization and you're not in my database to receive my weekly email, then just pop me a note and I'll put you in there, especially you, Robin, because
I haven't gotten any emails from you.
Okay. Yeah. And that's my fault. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's keep the ball rolling here and let's go back to Michigan. Ron and Renee, when you're looking at halfway to that destination on this ship, this cruise that we're on, the SS ICANN Attitude, as we call it, what happened this week that is getting you closer to that end destination, that goal, that where we're going to be 6 weeks from now?
What happened? For me, I've come to the realization, in fact, I wrote down, I'm far too smart to be the only thing standing in my way from lesson 6. that's what I've realized, that I am to be accountable. I have an accountability buddy, but I need to be accountable to myself. And that I have been doing a lot of wishing my business instead of just taking the action to it. And that realization really came home this afternoon. I was looking at email, and somehow it ended up, I was watching a recording from one of the shows where Simon Cowell is on, and people are, trying out for music or whatever. And there was a young woman on there that actually had somebody that was signing for her. And it turned out that at the age of 18, she lost her hearing, and she, her whole dream was to be a musician. And this is 10 years later now, and she was standing on stage, and she had written her own song, and she had found a way to find her voice again and playing music. And I was in tears at the end of watching this. And Simon Cowell actually gave her the golden buzzer so that she would go on to the next stage of that show. But the whole thing was, her song was, "I Will Try." And I have not been doing that. I have not really been trying or doing. And so that was my realization for this week. I'm far too smart.
Can I repeat
that in my own way?
Yeah, right, right. Can I repeat what I heard you just say? I how did you just say it? I haven't been trying or even, and you faded off there again.
Or even taken the,
at the end.
The action, right.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this person who moved you emotionally, they actually took action. They had to go from point A to point B to get
mm-hmm.
in front of Simon Cowell to receive
right.
that award. I'll share this with you in a couple weeks because it's a goal that I had. And Karen, I think Karen said I could share it, but it's in the five pillars and it's a goal and I accomplished it in 2021. And I don't really get anything for it. But it was a goal that I set for myself. And I didn't get the gold medal, and I didn't get the silver medal, if we're talking about the Olympics, but I got the bronze. And I beat out 9 other people to get the bronze medal. And I didn't know until 6 weeks before the end of the year what was at stake and what I had to do. But as our 12-year-old daughter says, "Well, Daddy, you have to beef it up sometimes. You got to step up." So I hear you loud and clear, Renee, and I love the tenacity that I hear in your voice. That's a word that Norma used last week. So, Ron, can you piggyback on Renee and say, did you have that same experience this week, or...
Well,
or something totally different?
One of my 90-day goals here is a state house, and I've been spending a lot of I spend a couple of days a week doing that. And that is progressing along the way I want it to. I think I'm on track to meet that goal for the 90 days. The other goals, I don't know how well I'm doing there yet. Although I'm still, you know, working on, I'm rewriting Leo's stuff for an American audience. And I have, the first 3 emails done. I have to do an introduction, and the 4th email, which is doing energy tests and that sort of thing on a video, so that I can include them there with somebody outside of the family. And I always, you know, I'm reading here in lesson 6, so what is the key? You must listen to hear what they need. And the only way you do that is to have a conversation with people. And I'm still working on that for myself. You know, I always get tongue-tied, or I can't, or brain freeze maybe when I'm wanting to converse with somebody other than if it's a text. And texting is, you know, I know that It's much more valuable to have a conversation. A text maybe is going to open up an avenue, but really need to have that conversation. And I'm still working on that. Somebody said the other day, well, if your brain gets tied up like that, he says, what I do is I write a little list of what I'm going to talk to the person about. And I had forgotten about doing that. And I also wanted to address Robin and the elevator speech. I'm reading this book called Raving Referrals. And this person, his name is Brandon Barnum. And he calls the elevator speech, he calls it a service statement. And this is what he says about that. To empower others with the ability to refer quality clients quickly and consistently, you must create a service statement that paints a clear picture of precisely who you help and how you help them. So, you know, it's not – when Renee and I were introduced to Niken, yes, I had a product experience, but nothing, you know, nothing major like some people have, like, you know, not being able to lay on your back for a year. I was able to say, okay, my engineering mind was able to say, oh yeah, something did happen here. But what really interested us, and the way I really need to take my elevator speech, was the business and getting out of the business that I had been doing for 20 years at that point in time. That was damaging my psyche and my body. And so, you know, I guess I'm trying to say you don't necessarily need to have that product experience.
Robin, was that helpful?
Yes, thank you. The book was called Raving Referrals.
The book is called Raving Referrals, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So, Robin, you get to send me, because I helped connect you to Ron, I take monetary donations in the form of coffee beans. Okay? So I will text you my address. I take kilo amounts, preferably. Not like little packages. Like, we don't do Keurig things. That stuff is nasty. Kilo amounts. So just FYI. And you think I'm joking.
Costco, is
that? Or.
Yeah, for.
Well, did she just swear on the ICANN Attitude SSS? Did I hear her swear, Ron? Did somebody else hear her, Robin, swear? I heard the word.
Saying decaf?
Oh my gosh, she did it again! That's a swear word in the Rogers household, and it definitely is on this call. So that is not coffee. Okay, and I haven't even had more than like 8 ounces today. So if you think this is hyper, this is nothing. Let's go all the way up to, and did we get Florida represented yet on the call tonight, Mrs. Say? Candy? No? Yes? No? Okay. So Karen, I know, Wisconsin is represented, but she claimed, was it Bahamas? Tahiti? Fiji? Bermuda?
Bahamas.
Jamaica. Okay. Wait, let me find it really quick. I think I saved it. I deleted it. I was going to have you quote it Oh, I did. I do have it. Hang on a second. Karen, talk about lesson six while I find this right quick. Shoot. I just had it.
Let me know when you want me to start talking.
Go ahead. I can't find it fast enough.
Yeah, persistent and consistent. And I am keeping Niken at the forefront of my life. And I am looking for openings for people, even if they don't bring it up. So what I've got a problem with one of my arms and hands. And last week I went to the chiropractor. He's adjusting the bones in my lower arm because they're not in the elbow socket properly. So I had talked to him a couple days, the day before, actually, because he comes to see me for some services. And I talked to him about the duct tape for one of his issues. So I went in for my adjustment, and the elbow has been adjusted before. It just wasn't staying. And he looked at me, and he says, why don't you put some duct tape on it? So I did. And so I've been using the duct tape not only on that, because now the wrist was a problem because that bone needed to be reconnected at the wrist. So I had to drive to Minnesota, which isn't that far. It's across the Mississippi, which is about 3 miles. So anyway, I had to go pick something up from somebody who lived in Minnesota. And the cold, because I've got, it's a pinched nerve that I've got in my hand for muscle spasms. And let me tell you, folks, you haven't felt anything until you've had a pinched nerve in the cold weather here. So the only thing that seems to help is the duct tape. So I taped my hand up. So I was going to a person. She's been a client of mine, but I've known her for a long time. And she was a client briefly, but she's a friend also. And here is my hand all taped up. And she was asking me, you know, certain things because she loves all the stuff that I do. And so she was telling me she's having some issues, and I said, do you have your Mag Duo? So she got her Mag Duo. I rolled it on her back. But then she saw my hand. She said, what is that? And I told her the story. And she said, do you think that'll help my feet? Because she's got a lot of discomfort, really bad discomfort on the tops of her feet for some reason. Anyway, I said, I don't know. I said, you're going to come over on Tuesday. You know, pick some up, just pick some up from me. I'll give you a couple samples. Got a text from her first thing this morning. Can I come over today? So she not only came over, she ordered it without even trying it. So Niken is at the forefront. If they don't see it on me, that it's obvious that it's something that's going on with me that they want to know about, you know, there's an opening in the statement or, you know, what we're talking about or something, but Niken is at the forefront. I am consistent and persistent.
Karen, I was going to do a wholly, totally different thing, but you're familiar with the term birthday buddy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Who, do you remember the name of Vance's birthday buddy?
Dan.
What was that?
Dan.
Jan, your guy. Right. So winner, winner, chicken dinner. So Robin, you can send the coffee. You drink coffee, right?
No.
I can't. No, you don't. Oh, never mind. Robin, you can send the coffee to me. I was going to.
I don't need that stuff. I've got enough. I've got enough.
No. One of my greatest texts that I received this week as a response to being 2 weeks on the Oregon coast was from my birthday buddy, and Karen was part of this. But Saturday was Jan's last day at one of her two jobs, and it was a job. Her career, her passion, now has a lot more of Jan because she's not working for somebody else on Saturdays and Sundays. And she told me via text on Friday night, tomorrow will be my last day at, you know, this job, and she named it. And she said, now I can pursue my passion as well as building my Niken business. And I thought, wow, this is like the conversations Karen has with her customers. And it was all via text. And I got a little excited, but I couldn't really say anything about it because I don't know really what that means until she starts following up. And she has. Hey, Vance, all these calls that I can get on, can I invite customers on them? And what do you think I told her, Karen? The Monday Night Success Stories call, the Hydration Hour, Brody Craney's call today. What do you think I told her when she wanted to invite other people to them?
What my downline said to me when I asked her if she wanted to be earning a lot more money, she said, hell yeah.
No, the right answer when people ask you, can I invite somebody else to this, you know, this thing like Saturday AM Live or this Thursday night call you guys do or the Monday Night Success Zoom that Sherry Danzig and Maggie McKee host, the right answer is simple. Nope. We hit our quota a couple days ago. You're plumb out of luck. There's no more room at the inn. We don't want any more customers and any more consultants. That's the right answer. And if they don't laugh, then you don't want them. Okay. Yes. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the right way. Thank you, Karen. Sandy, talk about this last week, lesson six. By the way, lesson six, little teaser, spoiler alert. Robin, when you listen to lesson six, I call it the auto ship lesson.
Okay.
You'll learn why auto ship is so crucial. One of my goals on Saturday, I didn't get it accomplished. I got it accomplished Sunday evening before I retired. I wanted to call all of my parents and our auto ship customers and say, hey, before your auto ship goes through, check out the smoking good deal, heart special that Nikan's got. I crunched the numbers, and basically you're going to get a free necklace if you just order all three of those in that pack. Check the promotional section, order it, make sure you don't duplicate it on your auto ship because then you'll have a 2-month supply, but you get a free necklace out of the deal. I made one phone call. All the rest of them, I reached out via text, and all of them responded, 100%. And the reason I did that is because I'm calling Mary about AutoShip tonight. That's not in lesson six, but six is the AutoShip lesson. So, Sandy, let's go back to you since we didn't get to you. Fremont,
okay.
Ohio.
Okay.
Talk about your week and how you're closer to getting to your destination 6 weeks from now.
Okay. I'm spending more time on being Nikan focused. And I've reached out to people that I kind of gave up on because it usually didn't work out. But then I'm like, well, that's just so you never know if it's going to work out. So, like, I had to get a test, and I was in the doctor's office and get to jabbing with the nurse, and here she has terrible migraines. So she ended up giving me her email, and she's on a medication that's really new and very expensive, and they give her, like, some free things, but she says, well, if it works, and then what am I going to do when that goes, you know, when that ends? Their scholarship or whatever they call it, and they do call it like a scholarship. She says, then what do I do? Because we can't manage $900 a month with my insurance. And I said, yeah, I can well imagine. So anyway, talk to her about my migraine experience. And how in 25 years I've never had a headache again. So it's a pretty good testimony. So anyway, I'm sending her some information. And then the auric man came today.
And he was a different one than we've had before. I ended up giving him a water test and, pardon me, some written information. So, it was pretty good for not going very many places.
And you said this was the auric man? What's an auric man?
Oh, you don't, isn't that a chain? Oh, well, he comes because we get mice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now. You get mice delivered. I get it. I understand.
Man, we had for a long time. Young man. And, oh, it broke my heart. He's probably 100 pounds overweight. Really nice fella. And I kept wanting to say, don't you want me to be your wellness coach? You know, but. I didn't want to be that forward. I was dying to help him. But anyway, he transformed. This guy is much more outgoing and talked to me about he and his wife and changes they've made in their life to be healthier. And she knows more than he does. And so he's following her and so forth. So he was far more likely to be, you know, receptive. But small steps, the good ones. I mean, it works out fine. If it doesn't, well, you know, like they say, next.
Yeah. Well, you definitely applied the second part of the mantra. My I can attitude allows me, the third part, to teach people something to add value to them. I mean, even if you didn't get a chance to ask that question, can I be your wellness coach? But that's the part of the mantra that we memorized this week, you know.
Yeah.
We become customer centric, so we simply say, hey, if I could show you a way to, you know, create less of you to love, you know, for other people, you know, to lighten the load, so to speak, to get rid of some extra baggage. I don't know how else to say it. Because some people are direct and they will say, yeah.
He transferred somewhere else, so I have this new guy.
Okay, so
much easier personality. Because he's all interested in it.
Okay. Well, good. Onward and upward. Okay. Norma. Norma. Thank you, Sandy. Norma.
Okay. I'm docking at a port this Friday, and I normally have too much noise and background interference, so I'm having to think outside the box a little bit. But I'm trying to think without expectations. So what I'm trying to do, I need to be able to listen, and I do many rollouts. And while I'm doing many rollouts, if I have other customers come around, they don't understand all the time what all my demonstrations are or my products are that's on my table. So I'm planning to utilize some of my old catalogs and cut out and tape them on each of the items so they'll actually have a three-way individual, I guess, or a three-way party to explain what the products are. I also have a Mickey Mouse that sits on my little chair, and he's my model. And I'm planning on using some of the earrings to for him to demonstrate too, besides the power bound necklace and a little bit of the duct tape. So this way, it's a small town, and it's all day event. And I'm trying to, again, to be able to listen to my customer that I'm doing a rollout on without stopping and explain what some of my products are. I'm trying to utilize a little bit of outside-the-box information.
Where is this event at? Where are you docking for this event?
I'm docking into a place called Holden. It's a little... I'm sorry?
No, keep going.
And it's just... it's a port where I know some of the locals.
Okay, but where you can you be more specific?
Holden, Missouri, place?
There we go, Missouri. Okay, I just want to make sure we're still on the same page. Okay, what I hear you saying is I want to be careful and give people a rollout that they'll never, ever forget. That's what I heard you saying. I don't know if you can do that if you're talking to them. And you know why?
I always have one hand on them, and I'm always massaging them with the other, but I ask them at the same time if there's, because when I do a rollout for them, it's sitting in a chair, their feet are on insoles, their hands are on the grounding pad, and I have the magduals that I do across their backs, their shoulders, and if they have extra issues, I either have a sample of the duct tape or CM cream I put on afterwards, and then I wrap my pillowcase around it. But I'm asking all the time if they have specific issues. But if I have someone come up to the table that asks a question or needs information, I kind of stop with what I'm doing and try to answer both at the same time. That's not appropriate for both, either one, really.
Okay. I want to encourage you to, Karen Willen's sponsor, Ruth Lowe.
Yes.
I got to watch Mr. Tom Watanabe, and there's a YouTube video of this. You can look it up if you want to. But I got to watch Mr. Tom Watanabe give Ruth Lowe a rollout. There was no talking.
But the old days, we had them on the... But those were on the floor.
I know.
These are in the chair.
I get it. And boy, trust me, I'm thinking, boy, how far is Missouri from Oregon? I'd like to get this experience because you're not just using the sleep system and a mag creator. You're using a lot of other products, which is brilliant because you're giving this person an experience with a lot of Nikan products all at the same time. I mean, that's sheer brilliant. I would let them experience it without the talking though. I'm simply suggesting something. You can find out all kinds of information.
Vance, can I jump in here?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, Karen,
people
go ahead.
People can only focus on one sense at a time. Okay, so by talking, it takes them out of what they're feeling, and that's why it's important.
If seeing is believing, then feeling is the truth. You live in the show-me state. People want to see results, but what if you could allow them to feel the results? That's the question.
That was a response I got back from the group.
Yeah, go ahead.
When the grounding pad, I had a gentleman ask me, is it supposed to make my feet tingle? And I said, I'm not for sure. What did they do before? He said, I couldn't feel them.
Another way to answer their question is that a good thing for you? Well, hell yeah, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. You know, the very first rollout I ever did, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I watched my younger brother give one, and I thought, oh, okay, that didn't look too difficult. I gave one, and the guy afterwards said, hey, how much training do you have to go through to give that? I said, why? I wasn't going to tell him. I've never done one before. The poor guy would have said, sheesh, I want my money back. No, we weren't charging. My point was, he later said to me, well, I missed my chiropractic adjustment this week, and I'm not going to reschedule it now because you provided a better experience than my chiropractor provides. And I said, well, you really should look into the sleep system, sir. And then I looked at him and I said, and to be honest with you, I've never done one of these. You're my first. But I didn't talk. And thank you, Karen, for putting it in different lingo. We can't multitask. People say we can. We can't. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. That's not multitasking. But Karen is 100% right on.
But I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I was told it shouldn't be done by, doing single at the events, because that way you can't, assist or answer questions of the other visitors. So I guess what I was trying to get at is my way of doing a three-way was at least to have the catalog information on the product. So how do you suggest that I answer, or I don't want to interrupt. I think that's rude when I'm trying to do a rule out or a massage. I call them mini massages, mini magnetic massages is what I call them. And,
How long do they last?
10 to 15 minutes. It varies.
Okay.
And, you know,
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. I have PyMag water for them to sample. And then I have, you know, the others. I have samples of the nutritional bottles and, you know, there's drawings that they can complete and, you know, fill out for. But I guess I'm looking for answers for that type of thing, too, because sometimes it's a group that comes through. Sometimes it's one-on-ones.
Okay, let me take the Dr. Phil approach with you.
Okay.
You're familiar with this question I'm about to ask you, and I can't do it with his tone of voice, but how is this working out for you? Is it producing the results you're looking for?
It depends on which area. Sometimes, yes.
Okay, sometimes, yes. Then if it's producing results, then keep doing it. However, Jeannie Zeden is the fruit of Denny and Shar Rogers' labor at a booth. And I don't know the whole story. Jeannie could share that. But part of her elevator pitch could be, I'm a pitch person, and I met this couple at the Oregon State Fair named Denny and Shar Rogers. And here we are today. So whatever approach you use, but I know the last time that my parents had that booth at the Oregon State Fair, Dad and I had a very honest conversation. I said, Dad, I don't think these are the type of people that are going to grow you and Mom's business. And he said, yeah, I don't think so either. The clientele had changed. They weren't looking for what Nikan had to offer. So they changed, and my parents haven't been back since. Now, they go visit their friends Rick and Jeannie Zeden at their booth, but they don't go with the Nikan booth anymore. And I'm not saying booths are bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we have to adapt. We have to change our approach to reach the people that we need to be reaching. Otherwise, we're just creating a bunch of activity. What I wrote down for me this week, and it's not in the lesson, but as I went through that lesson again today, I wrote this down. When I connect purpose with action, results happen. When I connect purpose with action, results happen. And that came out of, auto ship. I got to call those people. I don't have time to call them all. It's Sunday. I'll just text them. And they all responded. Now, I won't know until the February 28th, the end of the month, what kind of results that generated. But that was my focus. So I'm going to send you two phone numbers, Norma. Mary Bowser and Gwen Carter. They are both, are they both platinums? Is one a gold, one a platinum? Anyways, they do booths all the time. And these ladies, they know how to do booths. And I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong or right. I'm just simply saying you should ask how these ladies do booths and what their results are. It might be a fun text or a fun phone call, but they're good, and their booths are incredible. I know that. I like what I hear you saying. However, I want to go back to what Karen said again. We can only do so much. So, sorry to get if you interpret that as like I'm ganging up on you, because I'm not, Norma. Please hear my heart, not just my words. We left somebody out here. I'm going back over my list. There we go. Shirley Bedreau. Lesson 6. How did it get you closer to your goal?
I was going, my first comment was going to be ditto Renee, because those were so much exactly the same thing. I am far too smart to be the only thing standing in my way. But I like the Pogo Possum one as well, that I have met the enemy and it is me. This week, I would say putting into practice more the idea of you don't think your way into right actions, you act your way into right thinking, and have been much more active in making myself do, and it's not the old or the idea of humans doing more. It's just I came up with an analogy that I thought kind of fitted my circumstances is, and I'm sure lots of people have done this in the last 2 years, is we all became turtles and we kind of withdrew into our shells and stuck our head on every once in a while and thought, should I go out? And then you went, no, I'll just go back in. And I am forcing myself to get to come out of my shell a little more than I have in the last couple of years. And I'm starting to feel more like me again, as opposed to somebody who has just kind of, not that I've withdrawn from life, because that's not at all it, but living in this environment, in this world that we're in right at the moment, and in my place of residence, where, as you said, this, cold Canada, we've had a winter I don't remember a winter like this. I mean, it was like minus 30 2 days ago, and it was like plus 2 yesterday, and now it's going back down to minus 22 tonight. And we just have this kind of stuff going on all the time, and snow and wind, and, it's just not an environment that I want to get out of my shell. I like my little shell, but at least I'm doing stuff in my shell, I guess is the way I'm going to put it. So that's kind of where it's taking more actions to improve me.
What source of heat do you use to stay warm there, Shirley?
What source of what heat? Oh, gas.
Heat, gas.
Yeah, natural gas.
Heat. Okay.
Yeah, I got my bill the last month. It's higher than it's been in a long time.
Well, the reason that's why I ask is because we got our electricity bill yesterday, and it's the highest electricity bill we've ever had in the 24 years that we've lived on this property.
Yeah.
And I thought, so how do I fix that? Well, we use wood as a backup, but it's my staple. It's my main source of heat because it's free. Mm-hmm. I get firewood for free, and I enjoy splitting it. I enjoy stacking it. The ladies in my life don't so much, but I do, and I don't make them do it. And 24 hours ago, I was notified by my favorite and only and first wife, Stacy, that there's a burn ban in effect. I said, you can't heat your house with wood heat. I said, excuse me?
Really?
And yeah. So what did I do? I did the responsible thing. Now that you told me that what I'm doing is illegal, I let the fire go out. Now, I might have cheated and put another big, big log on the fire, and then I let it go out. But I thought, wait a second. Why are you changing the rules on me? And my point is, we all know what we need to do. We all have different rules. We have different destinations. We have different goals. And we all know what we need to do. But when things happen, like what you're describing, Shirley, and it's the coldest winter ever, and, it's just, I get it. I have 4 layers on right now. I never took them off today. Now, 2 days ago, I was down to a T-shirt. Because I could. And if you don't believe me, I'll send you a picture. But that was what I wanted to do. And I made a lot of people jealous, including my own wife, because where she was playing that day, it was fogged in an atmospheric river, just wet and cold and miserable. And I said, well, I don't know what your problem. This is a view that I get to enjoy today, and it's wonderful. It's T-shirt weather. So my point for all of us is, you know, we get to come to an end next month of wearing masks according to our state legislatures. We don't have to if we don't want to anymore. We can actually go into public places. It's coming to an end of March. We're very excited about it, but does that mean I'm going to be reckless and stupid? Nope. I'm still going to take my lactoferrin. I'm still going to, you know, when I hear somebody coughing and sneezing, I'm still going to run. I did that before. My point is, we all know what we need to do. We have to be willing to make some changes to get what we want. And I'll be sharing a little bit more about that on Saturday. I knew what I wanted 29 years ago. And just like Dave Rohl, I knew it was going to take some work. And I'm still doing it today. That's the beauty of it. And we still get these nice little, you know, well, they're not little anymore. We still get these nice little rewards on the 15th of every month. How do I know? Because today is the 10th. As I call it, it's Commission Reveal Day. And when you have an organization that is got a lot of leaders in it, like we do, today's a big day. For everybody else, if you have a lot of customers like Karen, then every Friday is a big day because Karen gets these, you know, magic mail money every Friday right into her bank account, because that's what happens when you're customer centric. So anyways, we went long. Sorry about that. Is there anybody that you would like to hear from besides the people that I've brought to the table, like Linda Morris and Barb Satterwhite? And that's an open question. If so, if somebody that you really like, that you think would be fun to have on a Thursday night on our next, you know, muster station meeting.
Mike DiMuccio.
Mike DiMuccio. You're going big or you're going home, huh, Karen?
You betcha.
I will make that happen before the 12 weeks is up, before the SS ICANN Attitude Cruise comes to its rest, which is sometime in April, right? Am I doing the math right? I said January, February. No. Sometime in March. Oh, my goodness. One last question. For all of us that are silvers and above, did we get registered for Awakening the Five Pillars?
Yes.
Yes, I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
And also for anybody who has been on the website today, the registration for Seiko Kai is now open.
Holy smokes. How am I supposed to get to all these events?
One day at a time.
And then...
Push a button on your computer.
Hey, Janice, I resemble that comment and that answer. I do.
Janice,
and you missed it.
Janice Williams.
You missed.
Be nice.
Okay, I've reached out to Dennis, so that can happen. The other
things that I said you resembled?
The one day at a time.
I don't know how to do life any other.
Yeah, well, my birthday buddy sent me a really cool thing, and I'll send it to all of you. And it's called Just for Today.
Yep.
And when I opened it, I cried because it was so powerful.
Yes, it is.
Just for today.
Yep.
And here, I can do it faster because it's right here. I haven't figured out where I'm going to put it. It's laying right here on my little thing, and it's in a piece of tapestry, and it just simply says this. Just for today, I will not worry. I will not be angry. I will do my work honestly. I will be grateful for my many blessings, and I will be kind to all living things. And
go.
I shared it with the four ladies in my life. And oldest daughter said, that's right, just for today. Tomorrow, all bets are off, Daddy. But just for today. So,
well,
Janice, finish out our call tonight.
As I was sharing Nikan for the first time with somebody, and so I, you know, let that all come to an end when it did, so she could be on her way. And I shared with the granddaughter and asked her if she was open to taking Matthew and Baron, her and her husband, so maybe they could conceive that baby they've not been able to conceive. So, you know, I reached out to somebody and let them know the price of a air machine. Now I'm going to reach out to them next week and tell them they can get it cheaper if they want to come into the business with me, because I didn't offer it.
Okay. Janice, do you watch the Olympics? Do you experience the Olympics like Shirley and I? You don't at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm too busy doing life. No.
Yeah, no. I get it. But I just walked in, and I'm going to build a fire because I can, because the burn ban should have been lifted by now. But I walked in, and I thought, hey, I'm the only one home. Look at this. I'm the king of my castle, and I don't have to share with anybody. And I can eat dinner now. And I could maybe, while I'm eating dinner, I could experience some more of the Olympics. And I flipped on the TV, and I see this man crying. And I don't understand why he's crying. Oh, I understand why he's crying, because this is his last Olympics. That's why he's crying. His first Olympics, he was the youngest person ever in his sport. His name is Sean White. And tonight, this is it. He's the oldest man in his sport. And he's doing what I could never do. And he's crying because he realized what he did wasn't good enough. But everybody's applauding him. So there's a story behind every single one of these, and that's why I watch them. And I do cry a lot when they cry. And then my wife makes fun of me. Because why are you crying again? I said, because I can. So you can leave. I was here first. And then I go back to watching these stories. It's all about I can, people. It is. That's what it's all about. So thank you, everybody. I look forward to hearing your feedback from Lesson 7 and next week. And Mike DiMuccio and Dennis Williams, those are the two names I heard. So that's what I'll get to work connecting with those who I can connect with and connect the connectors to those who want to be connected.
Thank you.
So thank you.